Zakt the Mishnah Vayter Masech Tezerbin Perik Dalit Mishnah Vav Hayashnayim. Let's say you had two people that fell asleep. They wake up and it's already Shabbos. Each one only has four amos. Well, mixas amos of Shalzeh betaych amos of Shalzeh. A little bit of my four amos goes into where my friend is, and a little bit of where my friend is, his little bit of his four amos comes into where my four amos is. So mevien, we can bring food ve'oichlin be'emtza and eat in the middle. Ubulvad, provided shelo yotzi zeh mitaych shaloi, from where my limit ends, where my dalad amos ends, l'toych shel chaveri, into the part of where my friend still has his dalad amos, but I don't. We have to be careful that we can only pass things to each other in the place it's both within our dalad amos. Hayashlaisha, let's say there were three people, and they all wake up and it's Shabbos, and they each have four amos. Now vo emtzai, the middle one, muvla b'nei, literally it means swallowed up, but it means that both the tchum of the two people on the outside, it overlaps in the middle. Let's say you have Chaim on the right side, Baruch on the left side, Yankel in the middle. Now Chaim has his four amos, and part of those four amos goes into where Yankel's four amos is in the middle. Baruch has his four amos, part of his four amos goes into where Yankel's four amos is in the middle. So who, Mutter Imahen, Yankel in the middle, he's Mutter, to pass things or to eat whatever they need, both with Chaim, and he can turn around and do it with Baruch, Vehain, and they, Chaim and Baruch on the two outsides, Mutar and Imai, are Mutar with the ankle in the middle. But Ushnayim Achitzainim, the two on the outside, Chaim and Baruch, Asurim Zamzet, they can't pass things to each other, because between these two, everything is outside of the Tchum. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, Lama Adav Adayma, what can we compare this to a case in regard to the Alachis of Erev? Suppose you have l'shalosh chatzeiros, we can compare it to three courtyards. Hapsuche zeluzo, that are open one to the other, that gives them an option of doing an eruv chatzeiros amongst themselves. Upsuche is l'rishos harabim, but they're also open to the rishos harabim, which means they also have an option, each of these three courtyards, to make an eruv on their own. We in the courtyard, we can carry one to the other, but we can't carry from one courtyard to the other. Now the din is, you can make an eruv with the courtyard that's open to you. So really, you have a courtyard on the right, courtyard on the left. So the courtyard on the left can make an eruv with the one in the middle. The one in the middle can make an eruv with the courtyard on the left. The courtyard on the right can make an eruv with the one in the middle. And the one in the middle can make an eruv with the courtyard on the right. But the two outside ones, they're really not connected. So therefore, once again, Zakta Mishnah, eruv ushtein imu emtzos. Suppose the two courtyards, both on the right and the left, made an eruv with the courtyard in the middle. He, the people from the middle courtyard, mutera simahem. This courtyard is mutter with either the houses to the right or to the left in those courtyards. Vehem and the other courtyards, the people in the right and the people in the left, mutera simah. They're mutter with the ones that are in the middle. Barushtayim achitzainas, the two on the outside, is surazuamzu. They're aser, one with the other. That's what Rav Shimon holds. The Chachamim say that this case is different, because I'm scared people are going to get confused there. You're not going to realize who's from where. It's not like the case where you only have three people, where you only have our friends, Chaim, Yankel, and Baruch, where Yaakov is going to remind Chaim or Baruch, you can't pass to each other. But the halach is like Rav Shimon. The two outside courtyards can make an eruv with the one in the middle. Okay, so quickly chazering over, we learned this Mishnah. Two people, both of them fell asleep, they wake up, and it's Shabbos, they each have dalad amos. Some of their amos overlap, so they can eat with each other. We're not scared they're going to forget and go all the way to the other side, as long as they remember which amos is for both of them, and they don't pass things past where his friend is, where each one's Erev ends. If there's three of them, and their amos, the four amos each one has, overlaps in the middle, so the one in the middle is mutter with his two friends on the side, they're mutter with him, but the two outside people, they can't pass things to each other, or keep their things all the way at the end. Rav Shimon says you can compare this to three courtyards that are open one to the other, and also open to the Rishus Harabim. Two outside ones can make an Erev with the one in the middle. If they do so, the one in the middle is mutter with both. The two outside ones are mutter with the one in the middle, but they can't pass things or carry things from one to another. You can't carry from the Erev, from the courtyard that's all the way on the right to the courtyard that's all the way on the left, or the other way around. The Chachamim say in this case, no, we can't allow it. I'm scared it's going to get mixed up. You're not going to realize who's from where. And someone from the all the way on the right courtyard is going to come to carry with the one in the all the way on the left. So they shouldn't be allowed to carry even with the one in the middle. But Rav Shimon says, just like in the case of the Trum, so we let Chaim pass things to Yankel and Yankel to Chaim, Yankel to Baruch and Baruch to Yankel. We're not scared that Chaim is going to come to pass to Baruch, so in this case also, we don't have to be geyser. The Chachamim say that's because you only have three people over there. Everyone knows who's who. There's only three people there together someplace on Shabbos. So they'll remember. The middle one is going to remember to remind the outer ones. In the case of the courtyard, we're scared it's going to get stopped.